This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. There is a high-profile primary going on tomorrow in Montana. At stake is the seat of one of the Senate's most vulnerable incumbents, third-term Republican Conrad Burns. Convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his clients and associates gave more money to Burns than to any other member of Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports.
It's standing room only at the Billings, Montana Rod and Gun Club. Wayne LaPierre, the CEO of the National Rifle Association, is telling the crowd what a good senator Conrad Burns has been for the NRA.
That's why, on behalf of the National Rifle Association, I'm proud to be here today to endorse Senator Burns for re-election.
Good for you.
Burns rises to thank LaPierre, and he makes a show of his loyalty to the nation's most powerful gun lobbyists.
And there's one thing that is the coin of the realm in Washington, D.C. It's your word. And when these folks say, Conrad, we got this battle, and whenever I say, I'm with you, they don't have to make the call the second time.
In ads airing since last year, Montana Democrats say Burns has been too loyal to benefactors, changing his vote to favor an Abramoff client, and as chairman of an appropriations subcommittee, inserting an earmark in a spending bill for another Abramoff client, the Saginaw Chippewa Tribe of Michigan. In his first ad, Burns came out swinging against those charges shortly after Abramoff pleaded guilty to bribery in January.
Those attack ads, they're just a big bunch of you-know-what. Plus, they're paid for by the same Democrats who took money from Jack Abramoff's clients. He's the guy that ripped off his Indian clients for millions and lied to anybody and everybody. I don't know who Abramoff influenced, but he never influenced me.
Burns' campaign spokesman turned down requests to interview the senator while insisting Burns has heard nothing from the Justice Department, which is probing his former chief of staff. Reporter Chuck Johnson has been covering the Burns race for Montana's Lee newspapers. He says lately the senators all but ignored allegations of ties to Abramoff, even as his approval ratings plunged to 38%.
He doesn't talk much about Abramoff at all unless a reporter questions him. His whole message is, I've brought $2 billion home to Montana in the 17 plus years I've been in the Senate. And that's the message he wants to talk about. Delivering for Montana is his campaign slogan.
And for Burns, that's bringing home the bacon. For Bob Keenan, it's out-of-control pork barrel spending. Keenan's the Montana Senate minority leader who's challenging Burns in the Republican primary.
It's shameless what they've done. Running up the national debt so that it's over $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. The interest is over about $1,100 per person a year. And bragging about the fact they've never raised taxes.
Keenan says he'll let others take shots at the $150,000 Burns took from Abramoff and Associates, money the senator's since given away. What prompted Keenan to incur the wrath of the Republican establishment by challenging Burns was doubts about the senator's electability.
There wasn't anybody that was willing to recognize the elephant in the living room and talk about it.
Still, it's not clear how many will cast votes against Burns in the Republican primary. Montanans are far more focused on what appears to be a dead heat race between Burns' top two Democratic challengers. Here's one of them, State Auditor John Morrison, as he trolls for votes at the Helena Senior Center's daily dinner.
Hi, Joy. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You look
younger than you do on TV.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
Later, as local musicians take over the entertaining, 65-year-old diner Fred Sargent says he thinks Morrison's probably the only one who stands a chance of beating Conrad Burns.
And we need to get Burns out of, get the corruption and stuff out of there. We had enough, you know. Get back the way it should be.
But other Democrats think Morrison's toast. That's because Morrison admitted after a newspaper expose that he'd had an extramarital affair with a woman who later married a man the state auditor's office investigated for fraud. Many Montanans suspect Morrison made sure his office did not come down too hard on the husband of his one-time lover. But for Fred Sargent, Morrison's affair is not a problem.
As long as he conducts himself right, I mean, from here on up, everybody has a, you know, rove an eye once in a while. Even me. So that don't bother me, no.
Later in an interview, Morrison says Montanans have no reason to question his integrity.
It's no fun to have the stumblings in your marriage on the front page of the paper. But my wife, Kathy, sat with me, and together we
explained to these reporters that in a difficult situation, as state auditor, I had done the right thing for the people of Montana. And that's a sharp contrast with Conrad Burns, who in a very easy situation did the wrong thing and traded votes for money.
Until news of his affair broke, Morrison was the strong favorite to win tomorrow's Democratic Senate primary. But a statewide poll last month showed him neck and neck with the other Democratic challenger, Montana Senate President and organic grain farmer John Tester. Tester's latest ad touts the ground he's gained in recent weeks.
All over Montana, people are joining John Tester's campaign for U.S. Senate. That's because John Tester will end Conrad Burns' kind of corruption and make the U.S. Senate look a little more like Montana.
Big, burly, and flat-topped with a buzz cut, Tester looks more drill sergeant than politico. At his Helena campaign headquarters, Tester says he has no ethical skeletons in his closet.
I think from an electability standpoint, I can beat Conrad Burns in November on the ethics issue alone. I don't think Morrison can do that.
And why not?
Well, because he's got his own baggage.
Montana State University political scientist Craig Wilson says that baggage could get extremely heavy for Morrison should he win tomorrow's primary, which is why he says Burns prefers running against Morrison and has said little so far about his affair.
And I think that they're saving it in case Morrison does get the nod, and then we're going to hear a lot more about it as they talk about issues. And I think that they're probably going to be throwing some mud at each other, may meet in midair and splat to the ground.
Giving Burns the advantage as the incumbent, Wilson says. That is in part why Susan Butler of Helena, who calls Burns a buffoon, says she favors John Tester after learning of Morrison's philandering.
I do think it puts him in a compromising position. I was disappointed. And I think that with the state that the country is in, we need to do better in electing our officials. We need to look for people of integrity.
Indeed, tomorrow's Senate primary in Montana may well be seen as a referendum on who has the best moral footing to challenge an endangered senator's bid to keep his job. David Wellna, NPR News.